This is the beauty of life, like to be in a constant evolution and growth into who we are meant to be, like who we are truly, who like our innate being, soul, spirits are. We're always consuming, learning, growing, teaching, trying, failing, trying again, right? Sometimes it's shadowy, it hurts. Sometimes we're finding our way, we're healing. But when you stop to think about it, this is the purpose of our life. This is the human experience. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, a safe space to help you transform the way that you approach motherhood and life. If you're a mom struggling with self-worth, overwhelmed with overstimulation, looking to slow down, conquer mom guilt, let go of external pressures, or even embark on a spiritual awakening, you are in the right place. Let's break free from that survival mode cycle by waking up from autopilot and authentically embracing our inner self, love, trust, and connection. Imagine if every single part of your life was perceived through a lens of expansion, value, worthiness, self-awareness, and acceptance. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood and was always in my own head, never feeling good enough. I realized if I wanted to make a change, it started within me. And in finding that freedom, I've dedicated my life's work to helping other moms heal from the inside out to come back home to themselves too. So take my hand, mama. Let's set the foundation to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, and balance. If you are ready to weed the fluff, get to the root of cultivating real change, and feel connected to yourself on a love-rooted level, let's dive in and discover the power within you. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hey there, beautiful. I just added two new healings to our meditative energy healing library, and I had to let you know. First, you can experience a clearing meditation, a complete transformative journey that guides you through a chakra clearing to deepen your self-love, trust, and connection with yourself. You can align your energy, amplify your intuition, and set empowering intentions for a path of love and alignment. And the second one, you can immerse yourself into an activation meditation, which connects to your higher self. It's a visualization. It is beautiful. It helps you rewrite your limiting mindsets and foster that self-discovery within. Through breathwork and visualization, you can unlock the wisdom within while embracing self-love and alignment with your truest self. Join me. I'm be so excited on this sacred journey of self-discovery and alignment. Head to www.naturallyempoweredliving.com/products to learn more about those two energy healings, or of course, they're in the show notes with their designated links so you can catch them there. Hello, hello, beautiful mamas, and welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am so excited that you're here. Thank you so much. I know I say that every single week, but I truly am just so thankful to be here in this space, to have you here listening. And I say, without a shadow of a doubt, this is something I always do. I always say a prayer before I hit record because this is something that I don't take lightly. This work is something I don't take lightly. So when I say thank you for being here, I mean that with all of me. And I'm just sharing and spreading and shining light and love over you through this microphone. So thank you. Thank you. I hope you are having a wonderful day. I want to start with something today and talk about mindfulness. Yeah, we're just going to roll with this because I feel like the beginning of this episode, I'm going to be completely straightforward. Like this is going to be a bit of a brain dump intro, and I am going to wrap it up and hopefully it'll make sense. And I will be finishing with some tangible tips for you, but I really just wanted to share kind of just some thoughts and where my mind has been and kind of what I've been personally processing lately, just with kind of my work and how like working with clients and seeing kind of where their thoughts are. And like, as I'm diving into different like teachings and learnings and obviously like things that I'm going to be sharing about, you're going to know what I'm talking about. So like, there's just so much information out there that I really just hope to simplify your process, your journey for you, because I'm starting with mindfulness and mindfulness. I mean, it's a buzzword. And I feel like some people get it, some people understand it, some people agree with it, some people despise it, think it doesn't work. But let me tell you something, it can work, okay? Mindfulness can be a very tangible, useful tool because you can put whatever word you want to it, right? It could be mindfulness, inner connection, listening, tuning in. And this is my personal opinion, my personal take on mindfulness and why I wanted to just kind of start this episode here, because you can call it whatever you want, right? It's the general principle. It's the general message behind it. And mindfulness to me is a state of being consciously aware of something. It's bringing your awareness into the present moment, into the now, onto something specific about you, about your life, about your intentions, your habits, your lifestyle. And for a buzzword with some polarity behind it, I think whatever you want to call that word for you, it's just bringing conscious present awareness, tuning into your inner voice maybe, to listen to what you need or maybe how to get back on your path or what it is that you are taking this time to get that answer for. And it's going to be different from everyone else. Your energy, your wants, your needs, your desires, your innate state of being, your essence. I mean, how can anyone else know what it is that you need or how you should respond to something or what your truth is other than yourself? And can you say that you know this about yourself? Do you know yourself so deeply, right? And I know that's a very broad question. And I know that we are ever growing, ever evolving if we choose to do so. However, if you make the time and give yourself that time and space to know yourself, do you do that? Do you give yourself that time and space to listen to yourself? And I, like I said, this is a complete brain dump because now I'm like changing gears already. Okay, I think I did an episode like this before with like, okay, that's one bucket, put it over to the side. Let me pull in another bucket here. So here's the next bucket. I'm going to wrap it all together at the end here. So just think, like, this is how my brain works. I'm not even kidding. So just think, like, there are so many different types of personality tests and other tests out there that tell you, you know, about you or that have like a general assumption umbrella, right? Like Myers-Briggs, the DISC, ENFP, human design, astrology, horoscopes. Now, what would make your energy and your alignment any different, right? We're so different and we are so unique and it is so beautiful. It is so, so beautiful. We have to accept that. We have to embrace that. But when we take like one answer or one test and make it this black and white answer for us, that's when I feel that we kind of get stuck or feel stuck because we're giving our trust and control to something outside of ourselves. Yes, these tests are incredible. I'm not saying don't take them. They're so fun, right? I love taking them to see like, ooh, how like accurate is this? And of course, they're backed by science and knowledge and formulations of the universe and all that is, right? But we can use them as resources as we're getting into the depths of our own beings. The connections. Okay, next bucket. Okay, so put that bucket off to the side. Next bucket, bring it in. There are so many connections within the last couple years of my work. So many connections between our chakra points, our energetic centers within our bodies, our nervous system, sympathetic, parasympathetic systems. And then our hormonal cycles, the moon phases, right? There's so much information out there and it's so fascinating. Like I could go down a rabbit hole and stay there. It is so fascinating. The connections, the correlations, just the parallels here. But there's so much information out there and it, as amazing as it is to consume it, to learn and grow, I truly feel there's a missing link to connecting it back to ourselves. We might take this information and consume it, but then we might get overwhelmed and not do anything with it. Then, you know, we might take it for all it is and not accept other parts of ourselves. Or we might not bring it back to our feelings, our moods, our bodies, our spirits, our lives. So how I see it, and again, this is why I'm calling this a brain dump portion of this episode, but there's a collective goal here. Now bring all these buckets back in, okay? Mindfulness, different types of personality tests, but they don't make up all of you. You still know you best, right? And then other, you know, pieces to the puzzle, our chakras, our nervous systems. There's a collective goal here. And that goal is to help you feel good, to come back in tune to yourself, right? To be back at home, to feel connected, to feel loved in your energy of alignment. Finding, learning your energy of alignment. So coming in from another perspective here, this is the beauty of life, like to be in a constant evolution and growth into who we are meant to be, like who we are truly, who like our innate being, soul, spirits are. We're always consuming, learning, growing, teaching, trying, failing, trying again, right? Sometimes it's shadowy, it hurts. Sometimes we're finding our way, we're healing. But when you stop to think about it, this is the purpose of our life. This is the human experience, to find our way, to find our calling per se. And I think step one is to truly know and love who you are. And I feel like it's a step that so many people miss. We miss that mark for years and years and years. And sometimes I also feel that the world and expectations and conditioning, it skews us and disconnects us from that innate path, from our innate beings. And the big picture is trusting to take that time to learn and know yourself, but then trust to always come back home and align to ourselves again when we might fall off track or when we have that hard day or when we're overstimulated and, you know, can't wait for bedtime that night, right? To be able to come back. And then to also big picture, to live out that purpose, to live forth, you know, in our potential. For me, it makes the hard and bad days not so hard, right? We could still have hard and bad days, but like umbrella-wise, they're not that bad because that perspective aligns me back to love and gratitude. I'm thankful for every experience, the good, bad, the ugly. And I know that the next hill, or I guess I could say like the next slump is coming. And how are we going to overcome it? We can tune back into our energy and know it, discern from it, and be able to raise it. We could stop looking outside of ourselves to find ourselves. It is within us to come back home to us. It is within you to come back home to you. And the more present you are with yourself, the more you know yourself and honor who you are, the more you work through your stuff, the more you heal, the more you evolve, you show up and you take that action to constantly come back home and find that alignment again. So your energy of alignment, when you're in it, you might feel at peace. You might feel that just full sense, embodiment of presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, balance, in a state of zen, right? You feel good. You might even feel like on a high, but you're completely sober. That's what I've been experiencing lately. And I've jotted that down because I'm like, because I've been tracking like my hormonal cycle, my moon phases, you know, all this stuff, because I'm like, when I have these good days, it's like, I feel like I've never taken hard drugs in my life, but like, you know, I've dabbled in little things here and there, right? But to feel on that high, but completely sober, to take that shot, right, of vodka, that was my choice, right? To take that shot of vodka and like that, insert your thing here. Some people might be cringing at that, but like that feeling when you have like that complete like aliveness, right? But the drugs, the alcohol, they bring you down. It just gives you that, you know, acute feeling, right? So to have that sober feeling, but to be in that high. So I want to share just some ways that quickly come to me when I think of how can you get back into your energy of alignment. And before we jump into these, I would love for you to email me hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com. We are going to be dissecting this energy of alignment, learning your energy of alignment. Let me know what questions you have, because this is something that I have been working on for so long. And it's really difficult to kind of get the messaging. Like, I know how I can help, how I can serve, how I could help heal. Coming from like a business standpoint, sometimes getting the messaging, the verbiage out there, it could be confusing to you as listeners to like, what is this? Like, do I know that I need this? So just in that sense of, if you have any questions about that, and I know like that was a complete brain dump, but I have really been narrowing in, and I feel like that term, like finding your energy of alignment, because no one is cookie cutter. No one is black and white. And I'm learning more and more and more that we can get so consumed in taking that black and white answer. And when it doesn't work, we get down on ourselves. But that's, it's not about that, you know, it shouldn't be turned into like that self-destruction, the lack of self-worth, right? Because it didn't work for us. Yes, it is about finding what does work for us, but that's finding your energy of alignment, right? So email me hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com with any questions that you might have. Let's dive in just to a couple things, some ways that can help you get into your energy of alignment. Number one is slowing down to tune in. Y'all know, I've probably said all these things, but I really feel that they connect here. Slow down and tune in. The only way we can understand our energy and how much we can give and do and take is by connecting to ourselves, to trust ourselves with when our body does say no, we need rest, and with loving ourselves unconditionally, because some decisions aren't going to be easy. But do we want to be that people pleaser anymore? Do we know that we need to set those healthy boundaries, right? So loving yourself, to trust yourself, and know that that has to be done, it starts with slowing down and tuning in and connecting with yourself. It's in strengthening and deepening that relationship with yourself and making that commitment to never break up. Make that vow with yourself. Number two is being mindful and prioritizing and caring for your well-being. Connect to your true self. And say, just shut your eyes or get into that meditative state. You don't have to shut your eyes to meditate, but I feel like if you're just beginning, it's easier. Just shut your eyes and just say, okay, this is what I envision for myself. And take a few minutes to just visualize your goals. What do you want within your life? What habits do you want within your life? What health, you know, healthy habits, what mindful habits, life habits, right? How can I help prioritize myself? Kind of have that meditative state, that meditative practice, just to visualize and think and let whatever comes to you, whatever flows to you, be with you. And then think, how can I align to that? How can I align my life to that? You can think who you are at your core at all levels, on all levels. Then you could be consciously aware of your current actions. This is where the mindfulness comes in. Be consciously aware of your current actions and habits and lifestyle to be able to tweak, pivot, fine-tune towards that alignment of where you want to be. Number three is journal, meditate, pray on your feelings and emotions to allow connections to be made, to allow those aha moments to come in. You could pay attention to your seasons, you know, of life, to your cycle, hormonal cycles, to your emotions, your feelings in the day-to-day. And then you can meet yourself where you are, because your energy, it's not always going to be the same, right? We do have hormonal cycles. There's the moon cycles. You have those seasonal cycles within your life, within your day, the harder, you know, stressful seasons, the sports events, you know, like all these things. You have different seasons within your day-to-day and your year. And different stressors. And then by knowing your energy, if you're in a low, and I'm bringing in my human design piece here, if I'm in a low or a really high, I've learned that I have to kind of wait until like I'm in a neutral position to make a decision. So I've taken that time to learn my energy, right? Especially on those low days, I don't want to do anything, right? But on other days, I just like, I need rest today. So it doesn't have to be like a bad low day. It's just to be able to know your energy. You can make decisions based on where your energy is at in that day to day and not fight against those ups and downs of your own energy. And then also, you know, the external pressures of the shoulds and expectations that you feel that you need to meet and all that other outside stuff, right? So take that time to connect. So to be able, like if you've done all those personality tests, you follow your astrology, you follow your horoscope, make those connections. How are they parallel with you, who you are? Number four, welcome all of you. Even the parts that aren't ready to be met with, that you aren't ready to sit with yet and process yet, you can still acknowledge their presence and welcome them in because they're a part of you, but you don't have to sit with them yet. I'm not saying that. But you can start to understand your needs, your wants, your desires, your boundaries, your thresholds, your triggers. And life may become easier and flow a little easier because you're going to be letting go of judgments. You're going to start to heal. You're going to release comparisons, right? We compound so much energy, so much emotion within us, and it's like scar tissue. So when we begin to welcome parts and accept ourselves for who we are, we can have the tools, or maybe, you know, work with someone to help give us the tools to be able to work through those hardships, because we know ourselves and we know what we need and we've connected with ourselves and we welcome ourselves. And again, that is not easy. That is not always an easy task to welcome all parts of you. But with awareness comes clarity. With acknowledgement comes that space, that first step in order to heal. I hope that these resonated with you. I am sending you so much love. If you feel called to share this episode with another mom or someone who you might feel might need it, I would be so appreciative of that. And again, the energy healing clearing meditation and the activation healing meditations just got added to our library of energy healing meditations. I just said a lot of the same words at the same time. But Jace is here to say goodbye and to send you off. So have a wonderful day, mamas. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to learn your energy of alignment and deepen your relationship within. We are sending our love and light. Bye.
Did you find this episode relatable or compelling? Please give my review.
Thank you so much for spending this sacred time with me on the Balanced Mama the podcast. I am sending you so much love and covering you in light, praying this episode has helped you in some way. And if it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a written review sharing how it's impacted your life. It truly lights me up hearing how you are on your way to your breakthrough. And also, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her that we are never alone and to help give her that empowerment to take that first step. And be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our motherhood empowerment community, and if and when it feels good to you, learn how we could work together to help you reclaim your power, mama. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.